And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right as we welcome folks into another Monday show as we're talking relationships around this time near Valentine's Day, which will be this week. And today we're focusing on boundaries and their role in relationships. So what can you tell us about our topic for today?
Well, you know, when I think of the word boundaries, two sayings come to mind. One is that fences make great neighbors, and the other one is Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry character who said, a man's got to know his limitations. And I think that's what boundaries do for us. They allow us to know how far we can go and what's appropriate given our relationship or the type of relationship that we have with a person. A simple example, I love the checkers at my grocery store, but I don't tell my whole life in my bank account. That's too much.
Right.
You know, we know simple things about each other. And so what we probably should do is define what a boundary actually is.
Okay.
It's a physical, emotional, or mental limit that we establish to protect ourselves from being manipulated, used, or violated. It allows us to be ourselves, to separate ourselves, and be recognizable. Some people think it's wrong to say, no, that's too much for me. The greatest kindness is that you can express to somebody, this is as far as I want to go and no farther. It's kind of a way of protecting your heart, like we referred to last week, when you don't want to get too involved in too many relationships.
Mm. Yeah, and it's, in relationships, you know, as you mentioned, it's kind of a nice step to be able to get to the point where you can establish the boundary and know what it is. And it's a nice way to help keep the relationship healthy.
Exactly. You know, when we think, go back to the saying about fences, we know that certain people can come, they have to stay out of our yard entirely. We don't know them, they can't come in. We know them a little bit, they come in our yard. A little bit more, come into our family room. A little bit more, they get to come into our bedroom or our private areas, our special family places. And that's what we want to do. And so we need to be thinking about what is important to us. So we want to pay attention to what we think is important, what our values are, the sensations in ourselves when other situations or people are around. You know, if somebody stands too close or sits too close or makes eye contact that's too intense, or how people behave in a crowd or when they're alone, you want to pay attention to those responses in ourselves. That's our gut.
Yeah, you can tell, and that's kind of what we're talking about. When something's a little bit too over the line, you can feel it.
Right, and sometimes even it's a very nice person, you might be very attracted to them, but we don't have to follow up every impulse. We want to know what's the warning and to step back. So we want to be able to take action, speak up, and the relationship if the other person can't respect the boundaries. One thing that's really important for us to know, and this is something that I think I see more in our teens right now, is that they don't realize that not everybody has good boundaries. And some people will try to climb the fence. You'll be very clear, and they might try to keep coming too close. So it's important then to get help, to speak up, to end that kind of a relationship.
And then boundaries are important in committed relationships, as we've kind of alluded to.
Right, exactly. You know, the media and entertainment and books are all driven around a conflict of some sort. And what's more interesting than a relational conflict? What we don't see, you know, like you see somebody who, you know, has to go through an affair or something like that, the emotional drag that it has on them and the rest of their life. So if we watch it too much or we don't think clearly and discerningly about it, it's very easy to think that it's the norm and that we should automatically overlook the boundaries and not respect what we have already said is our values.
So establishing boundaries, we've kind of touched on that. Repairing them too, that's a big part of trying to stay in a healthy relationship.
People make mistakes, and it's really important to own it, not to keep repeating the mistake thinking that that's going to make it right. And we do that sometimes. You know, if somebody doesn't understand us, we talk louder. And so we want to make sure that we don't do that. Know the warning signs, and if it's been crossed, be prepared to apologize. Get the kind of help that you need from a therapist or a couples counseling to talk about how do you put those limits on yourself and respect each other.
Yeah, it's important to try to make the change and you know, move forward. Don't ignore it or don't, you know, just kind of brush it off. Own up to it and get it right.
Right, and the greatest gift a partner can do is if they see signs, to speak up.
Exactly. There are some resources, too, if you want to find out more about this topic online. A couple of books that you've listed, I believe.
Right. Boundaries, Learning to Trust Again in Relationships, and Boundaries in Marriage. both by Henry Cloud and John Townsend.
Excellent. As you can find that online at safeharboril.com. Dr. Beth, we'll see you next time on our next show.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's all the time we have left for today. You can always submit your questions at that same website, safeharboril.com. Maybe we'll focus on one of your questions on an upcoming show. Tune in next Monday morning for Your Life Matters. It is with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klochetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.